First, in a new move to fight terror, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has proposed a new package of anti-terror laws. They include allowing police to hold suspects for 14 days without charge, something pretty new to a democratic country like Australia. I spoke to barrister and human rights commentator Greg Barnes to get his thoughts.
There's no doubt that this is just political posturing on the part of the government. As is the case with most terrorism laws, it seems to be a get-out-of-trouble card for politicians, and there's no basis for trashing what is a very important right, the right to liberty, by effectively imprisoning people in isolation for 14 days without charge.
So what are police currently able to do with a terrorism suspect? Where's the gap that they seem to want to fill with this law?
We don't think there is a gap. If police want to detain a person, they can detain that person under Commonwealth and state laws, in some cases up to 4 or 5 days. They did it, for example, most notoriously in a Mohammed Hanif case in 2007, where, of course, he was innocent. And so they do have powers, currently have powers, to question people and to seek extension of time in which they wish to do it.
Detention without charge is something very scary about that in a democracy.
I think what's happening here is that we have passed now around 75 pieces of legislation dealing just at the Commonwealth level, dealing with so-called terrorism threat since 9/11. We have headed down a very slippery slope to trashing the rule of law, trashing fundamental rights such as the right for people only to be held if they're going to be charged, to be brought before a court at the earliest possible opportunity, and of course not to be subjected to 14 days where you are effectively incommunicado. You can't talk to your family, very limited access to your lawyer. It's a recipe for abuse by police and security agencies.
What would be the situation for a family, say, their son is taken away? How much are they allowed to know?
Well, they're allowed to know nothing. And we already see, under the existing laws, the trauma that's caused particularly to young people and their families as a result of this heavy-handed tactic.
So there's nothing in the proposed law that softens that a little bit, that makes it possible for families to sleep at night, I suppose, you could say?
Well, look, I don't think there's anything that you can do, because the fundamental premise is wrong. That is that you should not be allowed to unlawfully detain people, simply on the basis that you want to keep them out of the community for 14 days. You either charge a person or you question a person quickly and you then let them go. And when I say quickly, you can spend 24 to 48 hours, even a couple, 2 or 3 days, as long as you're getting court-sanctioned detention, so long as there is proper scrutiny of the detention, and so long as people have full access to lawyers and have access to family members and support.
Now, as you say, it breaches 3 articles of the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, and it wouldn't be the only covenant or charter that Australia has breached. Do politicians care about these charters?
I don't think politicians in this country care about international human rights instruments. If they did care about them, we wouldn't see the wholesale trashing of the rule of law that we've seen, not just in the area of terrorism, but migration and other areas over the past 20 years. Australia has become a pariah on human rights, and it plays to the Hansenite element of the Australian electorate, and that seems to be more important than Australia's international human rights reputation.
Do you think a move like this, I mean, it has to get through Parliament, would be electorally popular?
Unfortunately, it may well be, because people are easily scared by the prospect of, put it this way, people are easily persuaded by fear politics, as we know. The Labor Party's got no spine on terrorism laws. They've been just as bad as the current government when it comes to supporting and passing these types of laws.
So where's the kickback going to be? Where's the protest about something like this?
I think the courts might take a very dim view of evidence that's gained under the use of this power, because the courts have to look at whether or not the evidence was gained under duress, whether it's reliable. There'd be a great tendency on the part of people who've been held under this detention to simply say, look, I'll say anything just to get out of here. You couldn't assume that there's any reliability attached to what anyone says if they're held for more than 2 or 3 days. I think the courts are the one space where Australian democracy still survives, and the courts have pushed back against some elements of terrorism offences, although not nearly enough in my view. But I think this legislation will be anathema to the courts.
Greg Barnes, he's a barrister and a political commentator on the proposed new terror laws.